ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. House lawmakers passing a measure to reauthorize a key section of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, but not before a heated debate. It now heads to the Senate.
The FISA bill extends the warrantless surveillance program for 2 more years. But before it passed, conservatives teamed with liberals to try to amend it. They hoped to add a requirement that agents get a warrant before the FBI searches the database for Americans.
Their name, their phone number, their email address. You got to get a warrant.
The fight pitted Republican Jim Jordan against fellow Ohioan Mike Turner.
This is dangerous. It will make us go blind.
Turner's side prevailed in the tied vote. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Israel bracing for a possible attack by Iran or its proxies, a response to a deadly airstrike at the Iranian consulate in Syria. The U.S. now ramping up its military might in the Middle East and warning Americans in the region not to travel. And severe storms still on the march with heavy rain and flooding alerts in the Northeast. This is ABC News. A new home for all that was left of a life-size statue of baseball legend and civil rights pioneer Jackie Robinson.
The bronze cleats have been moved 200 miles from Wichita to the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum in Kansas City. Back at the Wichita Park where the statue was stolen.
It's being rebuilt as we speak. We'll re-erect the same statue just like Jackie would have wanted us to.
Bob Lutz was responsible for the placement of the original bronze monument. Police believe it was stolen by a man who wanted to sell it as scrap metal.
ABC's Jim Ryan. A Texas mother due in court today on charges she allegedly left her 6 and 8-year-old children home alone to take a cruise to Puerto Rico. Court records show neighbors in her luxury Houston high-rise reported seeing the woman leave her apartment with luggage last week. During a welfare check, police finding the children by themselves along with a webcam and a cell phone they said their mother used to check in on them. Police say the woman returned home Wednesday and initially lied about her identity. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock wants to remind you that deer accidents shouldn't cost you a lot of dough. Give Ryan a call to ensure you're not paying the big bucks at 583-0105.
Right now, it's 60 degrees, but tonight down to around 34 for a low. West winds 5 to 10, clear, and a bit of frost possible. Saturday, mostly sunny, highs of 71. South winds around 10, gust as high as 20. Saturday night, lows of 53 and passing clouds, and abundant sunshine on Sunday, highs of 75. With west winds at 4 to 6, it's 60 degrees.
WRCO
100.9. Married to the good life, I said I'd be a good wife when I put on this ring. I drive a new Mercedes, play tennis with the ladies, and buy all the finer things. Surprise. When he finds this ring, he'll see he keeps everything back.
ABC News This Hour is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Supplies for cows to ferrets and everything in between.
Long before the stars lined up, before your smile had me falling in love, when I didn't know where or what this road would lead me to, it was always you. All the bends and all the breaks, all those live and you learn mistakes, when I was looking for a saving grace, girl, I guess God knew. It was always you. It was always you. It was always you I was looking for, baby. Even though I didn't know it at the time, kinda wish you wouldn't have kept me waiting. Now I got you for the rest of my life. Worth the waiting, all the heartache. Girl, your love ain't a minute too soon. The answer to the prayers that I prayed. It was always. It was always you. Can't say that it really makes sense. We're about as night and day as it gets. Like a missing piece, we just fit like your hand and mine does too. It was always you I was looking for, baby. Even though I didn't know it at the time, kinda wish you wouldn't have kept me waiting. Now I got you for the rest of my life. Worth the wait and all the heartache. Girl, your love ain't a minute too soon. The answer to the prayers that I pray. It was always, it was always you. If I could turn back time, I'd find you soon. I can love you longer. If I were known, girl, it was always you I was looking for, baby. Even though I didn't know it at the time, kinda wish you wouldn't have kept me waiting. Now I got you for the rest of my life. Worth the waiting, all the heartache. Girl, your love ain't a minute too soon. The answer to the prayers that I prayed. It was always. It was always you. Yeah, it was always you.
It was always you, Trey Lewis. And before that, Reba McEntire on WRCO. And coming up later this hour, a little bit from now, actually, we'll have our evening news a bit earlier, followed by softball Riverdale at Ithaca. Phil Nee will have the call pregame time coming up later this hour here on FM 100.9 and live online at WRCO.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Life and relationships are complex. Are past events, today's worries, or feelings of anxiety or depression keeping you from living your best life? Gunderson Baskerville's behavioral health specialists provide personalized outpatient counseling for children and adults in a safe, judgment-free environment. Prioritize your physical and mental well-being. To schedule a behavioral health appointment in Baskerville, Fenimore, or Muscadet, call Gunderson Baskerville today.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. And if you need a grill, check out the Louisiana Grills or Pit Boss Grills. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Ain't no way nobody gonna steal my love, can't take my eyes off you, even if I wanted to, I swear I'm staring at heaven, holding you here tonight, watching all the stars align. I wanna stay for forever. Yeah, the sky could be falling, the world could unravel, but you'll still be safe in my arms. Oh, ain't no way nobody gonna steal my love, my love. No way, no how, no never. My heart is yours forever. If I couldn't call you mine, so I can wear it on my sleeve, make sure that everyone knows it. Cause baby, you're the one thing that I can't live without. You kiss me and there ain't a doubt, no changing my mind, I'm in it for life. Ain't no way nobody gonna steal my love, my love. No way, no how, no never. My heart is yours forever. If I couldn't call you,
steal my love, my love, my love, my love, my love, ain't nobody.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
I hope you find what you're looking for. I hope you get what you're wishing for. I hope you see what I see when I see what I see in you. I hope you stumble and fall in love. I hope it's all that you're dreaming of. And every day is a day that your heartbeat beats for two. And if the darkness arrives in the still of the night, and there's no one inside, put your light up, put your light, put your light up. Put your light, put your light up. Put your light, put your light up. So I can see your flame. Put your light, put your light up. Put your light, put your light up. Put your light, put your light up. So I can see your flame.
I hope you dance, hope you sing along. Every time they play your song. Hope you live, hope you laugh. Hope your heart never leads you wrong. And I don't know where that river flows. I don't know all the highs and lows. But there's a flame in your name when you need it to lead you home. And if the darkness arrives in the still of the night, and there's no one inside, put your light up. Put your light, put your light up. Put your light, put your light up.
Looking for a rewarding outdoor job opportunity? Join the House on the Rock Resort Golf Course team in Spring Green. They're hiring maintenance mechanics, grounds care team members, flowerbed care groundskeepers, and more. A good driving record is required for these positions. They offer both full-time positions with 5 shifts a week and part-time work. Some roles are year-round, while others are seasonal. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201. Or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Be part of the dedicated team and enjoy working in a beautiful golf course setting.
The annual Ithaca Lions Club consignment auction will be Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Now is the time to list items you would like to consign to make sure your item receives full advertising exposure. If you're considering being a seller at the April 28th sale, contact Dean Reinhardt at 604-4692, Dick Hauser at 585-4808, or Fred Fry at 585-2921 by Wednesday, April 17th to have your items listed in wide area advertising. This is especially important if you have a larger item like a tractor, farm implement, car, truck, or boat. Remember, this is a consignment auction. You keep the money, less a reasonable commission, which supports the Ithaca Lions community projects. Turn items you no longer need into cash with the help of the Ithaca Lions consignment auction, Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. To list your item, contact Dean Reinhardt, Dick Hauser, or Fred Fry.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Farm families don't have an off-season. Springtime is when the work really ramps up for the year. Talk about unpredictability. Mother Nature controls the farm's calendar and will play a huge role in what the crop season holds. When it comes time to purchase food for your family, think local. And remember, you can vote for our farm families with what goes in your grocery cart. This salute to our farm families is provided by the Gokenauer Insurance Agency, your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such prides itself with excellent quality, fair prices, and very friendly, helpful people. They're located on 6th Street in Richland Center. And Premier Cooperative has exceeded expectations since 1893 with feed, seed, animal health, fertilizer, chemicals, propane, and Senex Pump 24. Richland Electric Cooperative would like to invite its members to the 88th Annual Meeting, Saturday, April 13th. The meeting will be held at the Richland Electric Cooperative Service Center, located at 30 East Robb Road. Registration will take place at 8:30. The business meeting follows at 9. All members registered will receive a $20 bill credit. Just a reminder, your registration label can be found on the front page of the Wisconsin Energy Cooperative News Magazine. We hope to see you Saturday, April 13th, for the 88th Annual Meeting of Richland Electric Cooperative.
100.9 WRCO.
I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know. Don't know why I have to drive so fast. My car has nothing to prove. It's not new, but it'll do 0 to 60 in 5.2. Oh, I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Can't be late, I leave in plenty of time. Shaking hands with the clock, I can't stop. I'm on a roll and I'm ready to rock. Oh, I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. It says I'm running behind. I bet I pick up my face. It's a race and there ain't no room for someone in second place. I'm in a hurry to get things done. I rush and rush until there's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. Until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why.
I was just existing, temptation I wasn't resisting. My best friend was a bottle of 90 proof. That was me before you. I didn't answer to no one. All I cared about was having fun. Every girl I went with, Mama did not approve. Yeah, that was me before you. Like a catfish line without a sinker, a lake without a boat, a signal light without a blinker, drifter trying to find his way home. Gravel without a back road, ink without a tattoo, a song that ain't been wrote. That was me before you. Didn't go to church much, thought they were just hypocrites and such. Never knew a believer who really lived the truth. That was me before you. I didn't know what love was, in fact, I didn't know much. Living like a hell raising natural food, that's the truth. Yeah, that was me before you. Yeah, like a catfish line without a sinker, a lake without a boat, a signal light without a blinker, drifter trying to find his way home. Gravel without a back road, ink without a tattoo, a song that ain't been wrote. That was me before you. Mm-hmm. Thank you for not judging me. Bless you for just loving me. I used to be a man with nothing to lose. Yeah, that was me before you.
News on WRCO is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Stop by 880 North Orange Street today and see the difference. A difference your animals will notice.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. House lawmakers passing a measure to reauthorize a key section of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, but not before a heated debate. It now heads to the Senate.
The FISA bill extends the warrantless surveillance program for 2 more years. But before it passed, conservatives teamed with liberals to try to amend it. They hoped to add a requirement that agents get a warrant before the FBI searches the database for Americans.
Their name, their phone number, their email address. You got to get a warrant.
The fight pitted Republican Jim Jordan against fellow Ohioan Mike Turner.
This is dangerous. It will make us go blind.
Turner's side prevailed in the tied vote. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Israel bracing for a possible attack by Iran or its proxies, a response to a deadly airstrike at the Iranian consulate in Syria. The U.S. now ramping up its military might in the Middle East and warning Americans in the region not to travel. And severe storms still on the march with heavy rain and flooding alerts in the Northeast. This is ABC News.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie from Chet's. Spring is just around the corner, and you know what that means? Chick season. Chet's is your local chick headquarters. We have heat lamps, starter feed, and even the chicks themselves. Don't forget about your furry friends. At our new location, there are so many cat and dog toys to choose from, and they're all 10% off. Stop by and check out our large selection of pet foods to keep your companions happy and healthy. We appreciate every single one of our friends, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Come say hi and check out the new store at 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center.
J&J Recycling and Salvage, located in Boscobel, appreciates your junk and looks forward to seeing your junk in the near future. They pay competitive pricing for scrap, car body, tin, copper, and appliances. They offer local pickup for vehicles, tubs for property cleanup, car and truck parts from the 40s through the 2000s. J&J offers e-waste and tire recycling. Call for pricing, 375-5353. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 12. Joe and Jamie at J&J Recycling of Boscobel say, if it's here, it's for sale. Welcome to Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop. Forget about melamine. Their cabinets are crafted from plywood for durability and unmatched style. With in-house production, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call 739-4440. You can also follow them on Facebook for a sneak peek into their world. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 or evenings and Saturdays by appointment.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News today is sponsored by Seifert Realty, proudly assisting both buyers and sellers navigating through real estate transactions. Results that move you, and by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, your local family feed and seed store. Without you, there would be no us. And for that, they are forever grateful.
Home sweet home. Is it a dream or a reality? When it comes to buying or selling a home, Seifert Realty can help make your dreams come true. At Seifert Realty, it's not just about buying or selling a property or home. It's about understanding your needs, your desires, helping you navigate through the real estate process, making your home sweet home a reality. Seifert Realty. Call 608-604-6039 or log on to KimberlySeifert.exprealty.com.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A Vernon County recount for a county board supervisor position is complete with the same result as what was reported on election night. Nicholas Erlinson filed for a recount after the election night return showed him losing the District 5 seat by one vote, saying there were mistakes in tallying and the number of votes in three precincts, including Coon Valley. After the recount, Vernon County officials confirmed that Bruce Kilmer won the seat 176 to 175. The state DPI released a report that shows 40% of new teachers in Wisconsin are leaving the field or the state within their first 6 years. DPI officials said the report shows that the education workforce is in crisis, with almost a third of people who are issued teaching licenses in Wisconsin not taking a position in state. Teaching pay, when adjusted for inflation, has fallen about 19% since 2010, with starting pay in some districts under $40,000 per year. The DPI says the report, as well as 103 referendum questions placed on ballots this spring, shows that public schools need more funding from the state. Tax preparers need to be on the lookout for scammers targeting them directly. IRS spokesman Christopher Miller says crooks have been tailoring their scams specifically to individual accounts. As always, if you get an out-of-place email asking you to click a file or follow a link you don't recognize, just delete it. And if you're concerned, contact the person who sent the message directly, some other way to find out if it's legitimate. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds families, mentors, and young hunters that there's still time to plan and participate in the 2024 Youth Turkey Hunt happening statewide this weekend. Each year, the Youth Turkey Hunt gives hunters under 16 the opportunity to gain valuable hunting experience and feel the excitement of turkey season before the regular season begins. To participate, youth hunters must have a spring turkey license, wild turkey stamp, and valid harvest authorization. All of these are available online through Go Wild or in person at licensed sales agents around the state. Youth hunters may use a harvest authorization for any period during the youth hunt, but they must hunt within the turkey management zone indicated on their harvest authorization. Harvest authorizations not filed during the youth hunt may be filed during the regular hunting season in the indicated zone. During this two-day youth hunt, the bag limit is one male or bearded turkey. To participate in the mentored hunt program, youth hunters must be accompanied by a qualified adult 18 years of age or older, and the adult may not accompany more than two youth hunters at one time. More information on mentoring a hunter is available on the DNR's Mentored Hunting webpage. New hunters can commemorate their first harvest with an official certificate. Follow the instructions on the DNR's First Harvest Certificate webpage and upload information about the experience. Harvest registration remains a critical component of wildlife population management, and turkey registration is mandatory, including the youth hunt. Hunters must register their turkey by 5 p.m. the day after recovery at gamereg.wi.gov or by calling 1-844-426-3734. Hunters will need their harvest authorization number to register their turkey. As teens prepare to enter the workforce for the summer months, the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development has planned a Welcome to the Workforce outreach initiative in April and May, aimed at students, parents, and employers. This effort to educate students, parents, and employers on their rights and responsibilities comes as Governor Tony Evers has declared April Welcome to the Workforce Month, with a proclamation marking key historical achievements in regulating child labor. Wisconsin teens also play a critical role in the state's economy, especially when it comes to Wisconsin's leisure, hospitality, and retail businesses. Wisconsin's teens' labor force participation rate for 16 to 19-year-olds is 55.3% more than 18% higher than the national average. As part of the Welcome to the Workforce initiative, DWD will host a webinar from 2 to 3 Tuesday, featuring representatives from the U.S. Department of Labor, Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction, and Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development, Equal Rights, and Youth Apprenticeship Programs. The event is free and open to the public. Registration is via Eventbrite. The Welcome to the Workforce webinar and stakeholder events will help teens, parents, and employers understand their rights and responsibilities while in the workforce and employing new workers. Topics will include getting a job and securing a work permit, worker rights, employer responsibilities, career pathways, and youth apprenticeship opportunities. The sessions also will touch on ensuring safety at work and keeping school a priority when classes are in session. Minors who are 14 or 15 years old must obtain a work permit after they have received an offer of employment and before they begin working. Work permits may be applied for online by parents and guardians. Employers, students, and their parents should know that Wisconsin, like the federal government, has rules that determine how long younger employees can work and when. Students of any age cannot work during school hours unless they are youth apprentices participating in a school-based work training program. Teens who are 14 or 15 years old may work up to 3 hours each school day and 8 hours on weekends or days when school is not in session. If these teens have more than one job, they still cannot exceed the maximum number of work hours. Shifts of 6 or more hours require a 30-minute duty-free break. State and federal laws also permit minors 12 or older to work up to 7 days per week in the delivery of newspapers, as caddies, and in agriculture. In most other types of labor, minors under 16 may only work 6 days a week. Work hours are mostly unrestricted for 16 and 17-year-olds. However, they still cannot work during any hours in which they are required to attend school. Like younger students, they also should receive a 30-minute unpaid break during a shift lasting 6 hours or longer. To work after 11 p.m., this group needs 8 hours between one shift ending and the start of another.
With warm temperatures, birds singing, and muddy paws around the corner, we have you covered at Chet's. Hello, friends. Ellie here. Where can you buy a 50-pound bag of black oil sunflower seeds for $21.99? How about a hint? It's also the place where that bag will be loaded into your car before you can even finish your shopping. Or where you can purchase a 50-pound bag of Chet's premium bird seed, or any 50-pound bag of seed, and have it split into two bags, so that when you get home, you can carry them comfortably. Our team at Chet's Feed and Seed and Such are here to serve you. Our friends are our top priority, and we strive to make every purchase the best, with less stress for the customer. We appreciate each and every one of our friends, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down today at 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center, and see our new store with an open storefront.
Today's final statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. James Bryan, Jim Bennett, 57 of Sextonville, died March 30th at home. Memorial services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Dayton Corners Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this evening from now until 7, and again tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. James Bryan, Jim Bennett, 57, of Sextonville. Leonard E. Speary, 83, of Boscobel, died Saturday unexpectedly at Gunderson-Boscobel Area Hospital. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. The local military honors unit will provide graveside rites at the Basswood Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Leonard E. Speary, 83, of Boscobel. Dennis Brown, 73, of Muscadet, died April 3rd. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from noon until 2 at the Muscadet Sportsman's Club. Burial will be held at St. Malachi's Catholic Cemetery, Clyde, at a later date. The family requests no flowers, but donations may be directed to a charity of your choice in the greater Muscadet area or a veterans organization. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. For Dennis Brown, 73, of Muscadet. Janine Young, 64, of Richland Center, died January 10th at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 2 at Sportsman's Lounge in Muscadet. Memorials may be directed to a Grace Hospice Care. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Janine Young, 64, of Richland Center. Thomas Rand, 75, of Reedsburg and formerly of Richland Center, died Monday at our house in Reedsburg. Memorial services will be held Saturday at 4 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 2 until the time of service at 4. Military rites will be provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Thomas Rand, 75, of Reedsburg and formerly of Richland Center. Lisa Everson, 64, of DeSoto, died Saturday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A private family ceremony will be held Saturday. A celebration of life for family and friends will be held in July. The Seelan Funeral Home in Coon Valley is assisting the family of Lisa Everson, 64, of DeSoto. Judith Bellamy Nicholas, 76, of Richland Center, died Monday at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, April 20th, from 10 until 1 at the Pratt Community Hall, with a time of sharing at noon. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Judith Bellamy Nicholas, 76, of Richland Center. Kenneth W. Stanichka, 82, of Muscadet, died Wednesday at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, April 20th at 11 o'clock at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. A private family burial will be held in St. John the Baptist Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church Saturday, April 20th from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Muscadet is assisting the family with arrangements for Kenneth W. Stanichka, 82, of Muscadet.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Partly cloudy skies becoming mostly clear tonight, and those winds won't quit. Still gusting out of the northwest up to 25 miles per hour. They'll stay strong overnight and then shift out of the south for tomorrow. With clear skies, temperatures drop quite chilly tonight and hover right around the freezing mark. So a little bit of frost is possible early tomorrow morning. After a crisp start, we'll be under abundant sunshine and warmer temperatures. In fact, highs will soar to the low 70s. Winds start to ease by tomorrow night, and a few spotty showers are possible. Otherwise, the sunshine returns in full force for Sunday as well, and highs get a touch warmer into the mid to upper 70s. The timing of the clear skies and warm temperatures couldn't have been any better, right on the weekend. Soak it up and enjoy it, because on Monday, we'll start off under mixed skies and winds start to whip once again as a few spotty showers move in by the evening. Highs will stay nice and mild into the mid-70s, but they do crash for the rest of the week. A major storm system pushes in, slamming directly into the state, bringing windy conditions and soaking rains, and even thunderstorms possible too. In fact, some of them have the potential to be severe, and we'll continue tracking that for you as we get closer and closer. A wet Wednesday continues as scattered showers and even more rumbles of thunder are likely, and winds won't quit. High temperatures both Tuesday and Wednesday stay in the mid-60s. And by Thursday, we'll finally see some peaks of sunshine, winds stay breezy, and a few leftover showers are still possible. However, with winds pulling out of the north behind this system, cooler air starts to spill in. In fact, high temperatures on Thursday only into the low 50s. By the time this system is said and done, we could see rain totals of anywhere from 1 to 2 inches of rainfall. Hope you enjoy your weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny and 61 degrees, which is also our daytime high after a morning low of 47. Yesterday's high was 64, and we received 54 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 1886 is 86 degrees, with a record low of 17 set back in 1936. Last year's high was 85 with a low of 62. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:41, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:23. The winds are out of the northwest at 6 to 8 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.96, and we have received 2 one-hundredths of an inch of rain today. Once again, our current temperature is 61 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
April showers bring May flowers. It's that time of year again. I hope the snow is gone until November or so. Everyone loves the beauty of spring and spring flowers, but we don't always like the thunderstorms and soggy ground that must come with the flowers. As the earth comes alive with the sights and sounds of spring, we are reminded that God has made his eternal power and divine nature evident through his creation of the world. The psalmist wrote, "The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands." Speaking to God, the psalmist also said, "I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, and I know that full well." So now that the days are getting longer and warmer, and green is beginning to make its appearance as the predominant color, along with the colors of the early spring blossoms, make your way outside to enjoy the creation that God has given to show us new life. Watch and listen as the birds and animals frolic in the springtime. Walk, run, ride, or sit, but marvel in the creation and give praise and thanksgiving to the God who created it all for our pleasure. Thanks be to God. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates.
Someone once said, "Don't knock the weather." 9/10 of people couldn't start a conversation if it didn't change once in a while. Spring is a time of change. Farmers in the field, gardens planted, home projects begun. Have your insurance needs also changed? The Schwartz Insurance Agency promise of the very best service for your needs has not changed. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want you to be sure you have the best insurance protection available in this time of change. Call 647-8891 for a no-obligation review.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. There's high school softball in the area tonight. Coming up, it's Riverdale at Ithaca. Also, River Valley is at Richland Center in area softball. There's baseball tonight at Casanova, Weston taking on New Lisbon. And Riverdale is hosting Fenimore in area baseball. Among the games going on this evening, Richland Center soccer is hosting Reedsburg. On the state scene, the Brewers, who were rained out yesterday in Cincinnati, will be in action tonight. Freddie Peralta will start the weekend series in Baltimore. The Brewers took 2 of 3 against the Reds. They are in second place in the National League Central Division standings with a record of 8-3. Hear the game tonight on WRCE, FM 107.7, AM 1450. As far as television, it will be one of the Apple Plus stream games this evening. The Celtics knew they picked up a jewel when guard Drew Holiday came on before the current season. They want to make sure that he stays. It was announced yesterday that Holiday will decline his player option and sign a 4-year contract extension worth $135 million. He's had a great season in Boston, providing airtight defense and connecting on 43% of his three-pointers. He is certainly missed currently in Milwaukee. The Bucks get back to action tonight. That's a 7 o'clock tip-off time at Oklahoma City. It's the second of the last regular season game for Milwaukee. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Good afternoon and welcome to High School Sports. Today it looks like we won't need our umbrellas. It looks like the games will go on. The Ithaca Bulldogs are hosting the Riverdale Chieftains in area softball. That's today's featured broadcast, and it's coming up following the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show on WRCO Radio Sports.
Whether you're chasing walleye or cruising and tubing with the family, Vitesnik Power Sports has the boat for you to experience life on the water. You'll find a great selection of boats from Tracker, Nitro, Ranger, Triton, Tahoe, Sun Tracker, and Regency, along with Sea-Doo Watercraft and Ascend Kayaks. Create memories for years to come. Visit Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14 East Richland Center, or Vitesnik.com.
The Riverdale Chieftains get set for action tonight at Ithaca. They are coached by B.J. Hinkle.
They continue to work hard and practice and stuff. We're a very young team, so you know we're trying to kind of find a good mix of people in the field and spots where they need to be. We're filling a lot of spots, and like I said, we're really young. We have just the two juniors; otherwise, everybody else is younger than that. So We're kind of just looking to make a run towards the end of the season, you know, kind of get things figured out as we go along and, you know, build for the end of the season.
You lost some to graduation, some good leadership from last year, didn't you?
Yep. Yeah, we had an all-conference in Allie Hernan, and so that hurts. And then a couple others that had done really well for us in the past couple of years. So, yeah, it's just, like I said, it's just filling those gaps right now, trying to, you know, find a good, solid mix. So,
you had a fairly close game with Seneca the other night, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. You know, we've had some games, you know, I know the scores sometimes don't always look the best, but we've had some that we've played really, really well, just have one hiccup inning, you know, that really costs us. And, you know, our pitcher has to stay out there a little longer than she should, and which is never good. But, you know, we're just, like I said, hopefully things will get cleared up here a little more and we can start playing, you know, close, you know, really good games. So,
what do you look at as your leaders this year on the team?
Right now, you know, I got the two juniors. They've got both got varsity experience. And then Mason McKay, our pitcher, she's been solid on the mound. You know, she works hard. And it's just, you know, like I said, we got to get her out of some innings so she doesn't have to get her pitch count up so much early in the games. And so then, you know, that kind of weighs on her a little bit towards the end. You know, it's early. So we'll hopefully get the adjustments made in time for the end of the year.
Riverdale softball coach B.J. Hinkle on the pregame show.
Indoor air quality, often taken for granted, but important for our health and well-being. Hi, this is Michelle at Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. The iWave R is designed specifically for treating air and duct AC systems. Positive and negative ions actively purify the air as it flows past the self-cleaning iWave R, killing mold, bacteria, and viruses. The ionization process also reduces allergens and static electricity, plus helps control odors from things like pets and cooking. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, 647-6345.
Ithaca is coached by Paula Boland. They've had a hard time getting games in so far this year.
It's been a long season already, even though we only had our first game last night.
So you had a band trip to get through. I think you had one maybe bad weather day too, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, it seems like it's always nice on the days we don't have anything scheduled in that, but or we could have played in February and that would have been got a lot of games in then, but now that our season starts, it seems like it's just been a struggle getting games in, and my girls are involved in just about everything in the school, so state FBLA and everything else, so can't take that away from the girls. They earn those, so they should be able to go to those trips too.
Right. So as you look at today, coming out there and playing your home opener, are you looking forward to that?
Yes, we are, and that it's always nice to have games. The girls work hard in practice, so they get to show their talents then.
Is there optimism surrounding this year's Ithaca team?
We're pretty excited in that. Last night was a tough game in that, even though it was our first game, but a lot of good things happened in that, so we have high hopes for competing for a conference championship. So coming out for our home game tonight in that, it's always nice to play on your home field.
Well, you play Riverdale tonight, Paula, and this is one of those good local matchups. It's a non-conference one, but do you look forward to this game?
Yeah, it's good to see how the girls are. I have a couple spots where I'm still trying to work some girls in just to see if we can get to a final set place, but I don't know if that's ever a thing either, and that with positions and that, because if girls keep working hard, they deserve a chance to play. So might try some different things tonight and to see how people are looking and working out for us and that.
Do you still have a kind of a two-pitcher attack this year?
Livy's coming back. She's our senior, and Ari's throwing hard. She's our junior, and then hopefully JC, our freshman, and that will get some innings on varsity, too, to play just so she can get used to pitching on the varsity level, too, and that.
Ithaca softball coach Paula Boland on today's Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show.
Welcome to local sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game from